Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Now, people living in privately rented dwellings experienced soiled mattresses, landlords installing CCTV cameras monitoring their actions, rats in kitchens and gardens, and fake police telling them to leave the property. These are extracts from 375 tribunal reports and orders from 2021 to 2022 published on the Residential Tenancies Board website. Those reports are analysed and featured in today's Irish Times by Shauna Bauer, and I'm joined now by John Mark McCafferty, who's Threshold CEO. Good morning, John Mark. Thank you for joining us on this morning. I think we've lost the line to John. Worth having a look, though, at Shauna Bauer's very in-depth report with all of those issues outlined. Most common, though, is the problem of tenants overstaying when they've been issued with an eviction order, and those issues end up at the RTB. Just waiting to see, can we get John Mark back? Ah, John Mark is back with us. Thank you very much, John Mark, for joining us on
Clare,
this.
Good morning.
The tribunals that we're talking about today, these are one of the final steps in the dispute resolution process between the tenants and the landlords. So explain how the disputes get to this point.
Well, I mean, in our experience in Threshold, where we're advising tenants and we're protecting tenancies, as part of that tenancy protection, we're also representing some tenants. Now, we know that, you know, in the vast majority of tenancies, landlords and tenants do get on, and there are no issues. But it's where issues arise, problems you know, with tenancies, as mentioned in the Irish Times articles this morning, come up. Then there are certain issues that just have to be dealt with between tenants and landlords, often through some kind of mediation process. And again, through Threshold, we often work to mediate between tenants and landlords. Obviously, we're advising tenants and we're often representing tenants. Where mediation isn't possible, and there are situations as outlined again in the Irish Times where that's just simply not possible.
John Mark, really serious situations, you know, the soiled mattresses, CCTV cameras, intimidation by these fake police to leave the property. I mean, are those experiences things that you hear about often?
We hear about them, and they are part of the kind of issues that we come across when we're assisting and advising tenants. Luckily, they're not too often, but we are heavily involved in representation at the RTB, the formal processes, and they can be for a whole variety of issues. You know, they can be around things like deposit retention, challenging the validity of a notice of termination, a breach of landlord obligations, and issues of standards and repairs, and those have increased during COVID. So there's a whole variety of issues in which tenants take a case to the RTB. They are invited, and certainly now more than ever, they're encouraged by the RTB to go down the mediation route. And we would certainly advocate for mediation first in terms of that informal process. But there are a lot of cases in which a formal dispute resolution process is needed. The mediation is just not going to cut it. And that's where we advise and we also represent tenants, especially where, you know, it's a contested area and it's also a very complex area. I mean, the Residential Tenancies Acts are very, very complicated and are difficult to get your head around for both tenant and landlord, especially smaller landlords and the vast majority of tenants. So we help tenants to negotiate that and to make sense of it.
I was reading those really upsetting examples of overholding, which is when tenants have been fairly asked to leave by their landlord following the correct procedure, but they just have nowhere to go. So overholding is when they overstay that eviction notice.
Yeah, tenants cannot find alternative accommodation. And in that article, and we see this every day, that people could be competing with hundreds of others to try and access accommodation. And in fact, you know, this was, there's a couple of things there. So some landlords are leaving the sector. There is a real issue with supply in the private rented sector. And even the housing and apartments that are available, they're being flagged by word of mouth often. They're less likely to be advertised on the housing websites because, you know, if the agents and landlords don't want, you know, hundreds of people queuing up in front of the door. So therefore, if you're not in these kind of networks, not in these, you know, workplace situations where you're hearing about a place available, then you're really kind of locked out of the market.
Mm-hmm. And I know that there's one man, there's an example there, two children just couldn't find anywhere else to go. The landlord had fairly and properly issued the eviction notice, but what do you do? And then the RTB ruling was that he had to comply with that and leave within 42 days. And you could only imagine what that's like when there's nowhere available for you. On the other side of this, though, John Mark, rent arrears, that's the most common reason, is it, for landlords taking a dispute to the tenancy tribunal?
Yes, rent arrears and also overholding, where people stay longer. So, you know, in that situation, there has been a drop in income for a good number of the tenants, especially during the COVID period, where people were laid off or people were in COVID payments. Also, when you look at the rent arrears, it's like anything in relation to arrears, right? You have to look at kind of the can't pays versus the won't pays. The vast majority of people are can't pays. And the challenge there is to try and find a way to budget. And that's where we come in terms of assisting with them or referring people to MABS or the Society of St Vincent de Paul. So that is a big issue, is rent arrears. And the issues there are around trying to kind of reschedule your payments. But in some situations, and again, evidenced in the article, you know, you have situations where some of that rent just isn't seen again.
All right, John Mark, thank you for joining us. John Mark McCafferty there from Threshold and threshold.ie, if anyone needs to get in touch with them for help. I see our colleague in the newsroom, Eleanor Burnhill, says that the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar has admitted it's unacceptable that ill patients are being left for hours or overnight on trolleys. This was ahead of the Cabinet meeting today. He said the Health Minister would fully brief Cabinet on this very serious situation in hospital, and he said there are 700 people on trolleys as of 8 o'clock this morning. We'll bring you any more news on that as we get it. Now, though, we'll take a quick break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.